Good morning. Today is May the 11th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning with me, open your Bibles to the Gospel of John. I'd like to share some verses with you in John chapter 14, beginning in verse number 1. The word reads, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And in verse 6, Jesus declares to Thomas, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, as I read through these verses and these texts, I am drawn so quickly back to how pure and how honest and how truthful the answers in the relationship is and was between Christ and His disciples. "Let not the things before them that they've been given, the things that they have seen, let them not trouble you," he says. He says, "Believe in God and believe also in me." Jesus was letting the disciples know to place their confidence, their trust, and their hope in him being the Son of God. Beloved, if there's one thing in our lives many days that we need stronger faith of, and that's trusting in the Lord Jesus with all of our heart, being sure that we understand that Jesus is God, that there is one God through three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need to have the insight and the understanding of the theological basis to know that Jesus himself is God robed in flesh. Jesus was as much God as he was man as he lived on this earth. As he speaks to his disciples, he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you." Beloved, if there's one thing in our lives today that we seek after and have a yearning for in our heart, is security and knowing that everything in our life is stable and secure. Knowing the things around us will not change as much as we see them changing these days and this time. But Jesus gives a confirmation to the disciples that he goes forth to prepare a place for them. He declared to them that it was in his Father's house, he's speaking of heaven, that he goes forth to prepare that heavenly home for them and for you and me today, beloved, if we know him as Lord. And he says, "I will come again and receive you to myself, then where I am, there you may be also," giving us the assurance and the blessed hope of knowing that our eternal home is not here on this earth, not at the address that you write on your envelopes or on your checks, but our eternal address is with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven today. What a wonderful, peace-filled joy we can glean from that this morning, beloved, through our faith and through the trust that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse number 4, "And you know the way where I am going," he declares. But Thomas apparently looked at him and said unto him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" You know, many times in this ministry, I'll have people to write me and ask me the question, "Billy, how do I know that I'm saved? How can I be sure that I know that when I pray and I have prayed, and how do I know that I'm speaking to the Lord, and how do I know I'm saved and I know I'm redeemed?" You know, very quickly, beloved, I share with them through prayer. I contact them most times if I can and surely let them know how much God loves them. And through God's love and through God's great faith that he bestows in each and every one of us, ask him to pray, asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their heart to save their souls from sins, to forgive them of their trespasses. And this morning, in this morning's prayer, I want to share a simple invitation with you. I believe there's many that may be listening to this morning devotion that are not quite sure of their salvation, that maybe they have reservations about whether God is their Lord and Jesus is their Savior. Reading this last verse, number 6, that Jesus says back and speaks to Thomas, Jesus says unto him, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." So many times I think through all the newspaper articles and all the ads and all the things that we see in the paper, we wonder, how many pathways are there to Jesus? How many pathways are there to heaven? How many ways are there we can reach God and live eternally in heaven? Beloved, this particular verse, John 14 and verse 6, declares to us, it says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And it says, no one comes to the Father but through me. Beloved, we need to be sure that our relationship is steadfast and pure with the Lord Jesus Christ. in knowing that He has saved us, in knowing that He has redeemed and forgiven us of our sins. During this time of prayer this morning, I would like to pray a simple prayer with you. And those that may be listening this morning that have that unsurety of knowing whether or not God has saved them, I would ask you to pray this prayer. It's not the power of the prayer that would save you. It's the relationship and the willingness in your heart by faith to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Pray this prayer with me this morning, beloved. Just trust the Lord Jesus today for your salvation. His will and His grace, may it be manifest in your life. Father, today I know I'm a sinner. Father, today I know I'm lost and I'm without You, Father. And Lord, I know with all the things that are going on in my life and going on throughout this day, Father, God, I need Your trust. I need Your faith, Father, that You have offered. Father, I need Your forgiveness and Your salvation, God, that You have offered unto me and upon all this world. Father, I believe today that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And Father, I believe that You sent Him and He allowed Him to die on that cross on behalf of my sins. Father, I pray today and I ask You to forgive me. I confess my sins, Father, before You this day and each day. I would ask You, God, just to take hold of my hand. And Lord, just lead me on the paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. Oh God, I ask You today to save me. Father, I ask You today to forgive me of the sins and the transgressions in my life, God, that I know are an abomination against Your will. Father, I would ask You today that You would write my name down in that Lamb's Book of Life so that I know that my name is written. So that day, Father, when I stand before You, I can be assured that I will hear those great words, Father, that I long to hear. Welcome to heaven, thy good and thy faithful servant. Beloved, this morning, if you prayed that prayer, if you meant it, and if God has spoken to your heart, I want you to know that I rejoice with you. And as well, the Word of God says thousands of angels in heaven rejoice. You know, God's Word is pure and true. You know, God's salvation is eternal and everlasting. Beloved, I would ask today that if you've prayed that prayer, if you've received the Lord Jesus Christ this morning as your Lord and your Savior, I would ask that you would just allow God's will, God's love, and God's peace and grace to be upon your life and your spirit. I would ask that you would begin reading the Word of God. I'm not sure what's ahead for you this day or even my own self, but I know one thing. God's Word gives you today as a new Christian and gives me a promise that He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us. And with that today gives me the determination. With that today gives me the boldness. With that today it gives me the strength that I know that I can go forward and I can trust the Lord God for the ways and the days that are ahead in my life. Father, I would ask You today as well to bless those that are sick and shut in, those, Father, today that are lost and wandering without You, Lord. Lord, I would ask that You would just touch each in a mighty way, in a very intimate way, God, so that You may receive the glory and praise for it all. Father, I do thank You for these salvations, Father, that have been made, these professions of faith that have been made, Father, this morning. Father, I would ask You to speak to those in the hospital this morning, Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. May You raise up those that are sick, Father. May You touch those that are walking on the very edge of life, God. May they be prepared in their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit, God, to know that when that time comes, when they stand before You, can know without any question, without any hesitation, that we are prepared, that we have made preparation to stand before God and know that the Lord God would receive us because we have been born again. Father, I pray today for those that are backslidden, those of God today that we know are living their lives in a way of facade, maybe in a way, Father, of hiding the truth. But Lord, we know today there's no way the truth can be hidden from You, Father, because it says in the Word, Father, that all things will be exposed for the light of God. And Father, we'd ask You today just to speak to hearts, souls, and spirits. Touch every listener today, God, in a mighty and profound way so that everyone, Father, that hears this Word today, Father, can know, can have a settled truth in their spirit. In their heart of knowing, Lord, that You are their Lord and You are their Savior. And Your strength, God, on those that made salvation professions. God, I thank You. And Father, I praise You today. And Father, we come in Jesus' name. Amen.